Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yeah! Grudge racers! Class racers! Yeah, that's right! It's that time again! And you know what I miss? Atomic Dogs All-Road leads to Texas! Saturday, April 12th! At Houston Motorsports Park, we got the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year. The 901 Bad Boys will be in the house. We got Team Primetime with Tony Bonfires in the house. We got Rick, we got Jermaine, and we got a Nightmare. Texas, stand up. We got that money, 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 money. We got a 28-inch tie, 29-inch tie shootout. And no bars. $2,500 to win, plus a comfy car nitrous bottle. Good God Almighty, we got a 580 class, 100% payout, plus track puts $500 on top. We got a 660 class, 100% payout. All this going down Saturday, April 12th, 2014 at Houston Motorsports Park in Houston, Texas. For more info, go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com. Or call 512-775-6563, 512-775-6563, or tune into Atomic Dog Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 7 p.m., 646-200-4419, 646-200-4419. Admission is $20, kids 12 and under free. Tech cards are $10. Gates open at 12 noon. Atomic Dogs All-Road leads to Texas. Saturday, April 12th. Gates open at 12 noon. It's your boy Chuck G, and I say you got to be there.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another great Tuesday. The Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. Hope everybody's doing fine tonight. A lot of action coming up this weekend, man. Looks like the weather's going to be great. Start this racing off. Have a good time, man. People go out and do what they love to do. The weather's been catching us from time to time, but hopefully Mother Nature let us come out and have a great time. As everybody knows, all roads lead to Texas. Houston Motorsports Park is going to be going down. People are going to be coming out trying to make action, do what they got to do. As you know, got the 901 Bad Boy Grudge Race of the Year, along with Boss Boy Bind and Crew, coming to town to try to take care of business, show these guys what they think and why they think the East Coast is the best. Well, fellas, I'm here to tell you, I believe there's some folks here going to surprise these guys. They think a lot of times when they come over here, they can get away. But as you know, last time Boss Bynes was here, his money is on Texas soil. Big Jake and them out of Dallas went to him, and them guys laying dead to do it again. We want to have a great show, man, show these guys. We mean business here in Texas. Want to get this thing off. Hope everybody have a safe travel and have a safe night of racing and get to the Grudge game because it's going to kick off from here on out with these races coming up. As you know, man, we got a lot of races going to be going down here in the month of April, following the month of May, a couple of shows going on in May. I guess, you know, hey, we going to do what we do. Got Batman show May 10th. I also got Alley Cat show. I think it's May 26th going on. Grudge Inc. going to have a show with North Star going on May the 31st, along with Grudge Fest going down, shootout at Temple, truck shootout down there, June 14th. Then, as you know, boy, oh boy, oh boy, I can't say enough about this one. It's getting bigger. More people are talking about it. Got a concert added on to it. Got a motorcycle group want to come do some showing out for the biggest grudge race of the year. Gonna be going down as the Grudge World Grudge Nationals invade the state of Texas. One thing I'm gonna tell you about this show, we often implicate it, never duplicate it. You're only gonna see it one time a year, and it's gonna take off and go to another state, and we're gonna move this thing around the country. So, fellas, you wouldn't want to miss this. This is about the closest you're going to get come July 4th with a two-day weekend with racers from all over coming to Texas to strut their stuff. And you know, Texas is going to stand up and Texas is going to show out. At San Antonio Raceway, July 4th and 5th, make your plans to be there. It's going to be going down. We're going to get off in the show tonight. Before we do, as you know, we always got to get Ernie to come on. If we got him to come get his tech tips, come out here. Ernie put a lot of information out there. A lot of folks don't like it, or they feel like Ernie's giving away a lot of secrets. But Ernie's in the business to help folks, and that's what he do. He come on and try to help people. So, hey, sharing with another said, you got Ernie, we're going to let Ernie do what he do.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on, man?
What's going on? How you doing?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's been a beautiful day today. I tell you what, Tracy, you know, I'm over here on the East Coast. I guess that'd be the right coast. And being in the nitrous business with CompuCar Nitrous Systems, you know, I'm talking to a lot of racers. And the last couple of weeks, I can't tell you how many calls I've had people calling in. They're ordering equipment, and they're talking about that Texas race. They're getting ready for the Texas race. You know we're going down to Texas. I'm talking to guys from Chicago and Detroit, Jersey, New York. Man, they're coming. Y'all better get ready to be invaded by the Yankees. They're coming. You know, Southern
right.
guys will get with you and try to help you as much as we can, but they're coming. So it's going to be a hell of a race out there. It's going to be one hell of a race. But, you know, a little bit of tech tip tonight. I've been talking to a lot of racers this last week, and they've been complaining, and it seems to be an ongoing concern about the carburetors and the jetting, and the cars are leaving the start line and falling on their face, stuttering and picking up and running. And, you know, I talked a little bit last week about combinations for your car. And, you know, and when I talk a combination for a car, it's one that I would walk up to your car and install. Now, if I come up to your car and your car is running but it's having a problem, I'm going to gather all the information I can from you. And since you've been running this combination and been running good, then I'm going to look at what has changed. You know, did you change the carburetor and then all of a sudden you have a problem? You know, don't look at the ignition if you just put a new carburetor on it. Let's find out what's the difference in the carburetor. Most of the time these carburetors come from the manufacturer. They come with jetting for a motor that's going to be running, let's say a dominator, high RPMs, big cubic inches. They can put big jets in it. And the majority of the time, those jets are a whole lot bigger than what you had in your other carburetor. We need to check the squirters. We need to check the accelerator pumps, the air bleeds. Everything that you have on that motor changes when you change any one piece. So if you're not having a problem and then you want to change something or you have a part that goes bad, let's say your carburetor goes bad, it gets air leaks by the butterfly rods. Take that carburetor apart. Find out what's in it, the air bleeds. You may need to move those parts over to your new carburetor to make it work. But if you put that new carburetor on there and go out there, you're going to have a problem. It's not going to run better. It's probably going to have a backfire, or you may nub a piston. because of it running too rich. You know, a 706, you know, I've said before, an 88 jet is all a 706 needs once you're turning on the nitrous, because that motor doesn't care what it would do on the dyno. It doesn't care what it would do. Hey, if I just went out there and flat-footed the car, how fast would it run? Well, if you're not running the nitrous, you're going to need those big jets, because now we're going to be running these high RPMs, and the motor's going to be drawing through the carburetor. Once you turn on the nitrous, the air pressure underneath the carburetor reduces so much that it causes that carburetor to just be act like a hose pipe. It's just dumping fuel into that motor. So we have to restrict the amount of fuel that it can siphon out of the jets. That's the reason why we'll go down into the 88s for the, like say, 706. And, you know, a 622, it's going to be 86s. You get into the 400s, you're going to be 82s. I had a fellow this morning that called in that had a 311 motor. And he was grudge racing it, which was really surprising me. But he was down into the 74 jets. It makes a major difference when you make these changes. You know, another thing, you know, people talking about, they're pulling to these races, and this is something that happened to me. I don't know if you heard my show last night, but I kind of had an axe to grind. I've got State Farm Insurance on my dually. We were going to Darlington, South Carolina. We were going to do a three-race weekend. The truck broke down. I called my insurance company, have it towed in. Well, they advised me that I didn't have towing insurance. Well, in South Carolina, towing insurance only costs a dollar. Now, I've got 8 cars insured with my insurance company. She said, well, you know, that's the only one that doesn't have towing insurance. Well, of course, I got a good case of the ass about it and started making an issue of it. And she said, well, hold a sec, you need to understand, it's your responsibility to make sure what you're insured, not us to tell you what's insured. So, guys, you need to get with your insurance company and check, do you have towing insurance or roadside insurance on your vehicle? Now, it's not that expensive. Like I say, South Carolina, it's a dollar. Wherever you're at, it's probably not much more than that. It cost me $250 to get my dually towed 22 miles. That pays for towing insurance and roadside service a lot of years. Needless to say, I do not have State Farm Insurance anymore. Because my deal is, if I pay an agent to take care of my insurance, I expect him to take care of my insurance, not me pay him, and I take care of my insurance. But I learned, this is the new thing that insurance companies are doing. So make sure you go back there, check on it, and like I say, the races are coming up. Have you serviced your trailers? How's your tires look? Have you checked your brakes? Have you checked your brake controller in the truck? You know, is it set right? Does it even work? You need to make sure that trailer is safe. It's the only thing that's keeping your rig, I mean, as far as the rig, the truck and the trailer, if you have problems with the trailer, it can cause the truck to have a wreck. So, especially on up and down some of these mountains where your trailer wants to get in front of your car. So it's time to make sure if you haven't serviced it, you need to get in there, make it right, check with the insurance company, and make sure, I mean, ask them specifically. Have them send you an insurance form that shows what you have. It doesn't cost you anything other than a phone call. But let me tell you, it could save you $250. I'm going to give it back to you, and I'm going to listen on the side, but, man, y'all going to have a heck of a race going.
I appreciate that, Ernie, man. We were looking forward to seeing you down here, man, in the July. You ain't made it to Texas, man. That'd be a great, great event for you to make and come down here and show guys what kind of product you got. So we're looking forward to seeing CompuCar down there. Again, you know, hey, this weekend we're giving away all $2,500, $2,000 for the winner, $500 for second place, and first and second place will get a CompuCar nitrous bottle.
I'll tell you what, Tracy, I'm tickled to death to be able to support y'all and help the racers out there. And I appreciate the people that have called in and ordered equipment. But like I say, if you've got any problems, yeah, give me a call. It doesn't matter whose equipment it is. I've got a lot of information stuck in my head. Sometimes it just needs a question to bring it out. You know, give us a call at CompuCar Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. And for those people that can't spell, that's 1-800-NITROUS, N-I-T-R-O-U-S, easiest phone number to remember. Tracy, y'all have a good one and have a safe weekend, and I'll be talking to y'all later.
All right, I appreciate what you do, man. We sure appreciate it. All right, well, we're going to just put some things out here because everybody know, man, the race is coming up this weekend. And just to let you know, we got lock-ins, man. We got, you know, like I say, Tony Bynes is locked in to run. He's getting a move from a twin turbo car. Kevin Cram, you know. Tony Bynes had a lock-in with Jermaine's car, but they hadn't got that back. So that lock-in there was going default, got called off because they had a stipulation in if he wasn't ready by a certain day this week. They called, so Jermaine is going to be out of that race. And Tony says he's aiming to lock in somebody else. You know, also he's got a lock-in with Flip out of Dallas. These guys got lock-ins, man, and they got time to be in the staging lane. So, fellas, I just want everybody to know, you know, we're going to try all the grudge cars. If you got a locked-in race and got a time, we're going to have you come over by the fence and the lane by the fence. We got to make priority to get these guys up there to get these runs off by a certain time. You know, Boss Bynes' first run, he got to run by 6 against a turbo car. Him and Flip got to run by 8 o'clock. And the Trigger Man, they locked in with Big Jake now. From my understanding right now, I don't have a time on that. Also, you got Hater Shaker, man, your own Grudge Inc., man, Hater Shaker. He's going in action against some electric car, man. Those guys going to get it off with a little wage, and they got to run by 5 o'clock. Bobby's also him. Bobby's supposed to have some kind of link, and they're supposed to run the electric car. They don't have a time on their race. But they said they're going to try to get it done by 7. So we're going to be close to these guys, try to make your time. If you got a locked-in race, come see me. You got a time, come see me. We'll try to get your guys to the lane. But make sure you take all the grudge matchups over by the fence. Last Man is also locked in with the Cavalcade truck. You know, I'm not sure what time them guys got. But, man, all the locked-in races, sometimes these things can get backed up in the staging lanes. We want to make sure we take them over by the fence. You know, so let's make sure we do that so we can try to make this thing run smooth as we can to get everybody down the track, man, to do what they love to do. Anybody, as you know, hadn't been a whole lot of racing. If there's any R down or you have any kind of problem, please, please, if you're going down the track, move off to the side of the track. Try not to drag it down the middle of the track. Move off to the side. Try to be as safe as you can. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, just what you were just talking about dragging down the track. How about the promoters getting together with the tracks? And guys, I think it ought to be required. I mean, absolutely required that you have a diaper or some catch device on your vehicle. You know, you got that big race coming up this weekend, and we've all been to races where there's an oil down. An oil down can take 30 minutes. It can take 2 hours. If you've got a big show going on and you have 2 or 3 oil downs, you could lose the whole race just because somebody didn't have a diaper. Now, you can buy these diapers for as little as $125. Not only does it keep stuff from dripping onto the track, it can save you downrange if you do have a motor that goes out so that you don't get it under the tires. It's cheap insurance, and I think with the quality of the cars that are out now, the racetracks are doing a hell of a good job. I think it's now going to be up to the racers to keep the tracks clean, because it's going to mean whether or not a race even gets off, or are you going to have a good traction because the guy in front of you broke. You know, I think the promoters ought to get together and start mandating these things.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ernie. That's why I brought it up. You know, we're just starting this thing off. a lot of races, just to kind of make note, put it back on people's minds. Not that they don't know, but sometimes you have some new races come out, and guys sometimes be trying some different stuff. They might be a little bit on what might have happened, and they ain't conscious of it. It's just a reminder, you know, to try to please do the best you can to get over to the side of the track if you have something. So, and it's just saves time on everybody's part.
Well, if the track mandates it, if the promoters mandate it, then it's not going to be a problem, and nobody can, you know, complain about it. And like I say, there's a bunch of races coming up this year, and I've seen races where the spectators had to watch the John Deere tractor going down the track more than they did race cars. One race, they only got about three sets of cars down before the track couldn't even be used because of the cleanup time. It's a needed thing.
That's right. Okay, and again, while we're on here tonight talking about this big race coming up, you know, if anybody on here tonight, you know, you got a lock-in race, if somebody you want to lock in, man, you know, I'll feel free. We don't want to stop no lock-in. We want to encourage them. We don't want to stop no race, man. You got guys that's eager to go racing, eager to go test their cars to try to make some action this young 2014 season. So, man, guys, we want to come out and have a good time and be safe and just make this be a fun year of grudge racing throughout the state of Texas. So with that said, man, you know, we're going to start talking about tonight's topic. You know, this topic coming to me from a guy, he might want to come on and speak up. I guess there was a situation, I guess, in his mind that happened at a track, which you see it from time to time at different tracks. Man, grudge racing is what we all love to do. And people always, who's scared of who, or who's ducking who, whatever. But I can tell you this. I can tell you it's going to go down 14. So, guys, get ready. But this question is about staging. It's about going to the staging lanes. Okay, I apologize, everybody. I'm sitting here working in the blind, and for some reason I got disconnected and I fell off. So I'm going to get back to what I was talking about. Boys, can you hear me?
Yeah, Tracy, they can hear you.
What I was talking about, as far as, you know, the question came to me about some guys, you know, burning cars down or taking too long to stage. And this is one thing I want to talk about tonight, a couple of things. Who's scared of who and why you think you're scared of them? Another question is, this topic is, what do you think is reasonable for two cars once they do a burnout to get in the beams? Question came that, you know, guys got their money up and they think some cars are intentionally trying to burn other cars down. We just want to put the question out there and see what the growers will think. What do you think is a sufficient amount of time for a guy to get in the beans? You know, this was, like I said, it comes to me about people betting their money on side. People think they're intentionally doing it purposely. Hey, my question is, both cars can run hot, but like you said, if some guy warms his car up a little bit earlier, his car quite going to run hot versus a car that pushes his all the way up at the last minute. So we want to put this out here to the grudge world. Once you push the one button, give your opinion on who you think is ducking who and why, and is there a certain amount of time, your opinion, you feel, a guy, once he's done a burnout, how much time you think it should take before he get in the beams. So I'm working on the blind again tonight, man, so just bear with me, and we're going to do the best we can do to get through this. So, Sharon, what we got, who we got out there?
Funky Town, your mic is open.
Oh, yeah, this Funky Town, about the topic on that, about starting, you know, when a car do a burnout and the other sitting there and all that. Some racers and spectators came to me about an incident that happened out to Kennedale with Flip and King B, when they had a race, I can't remember, I think it was Friday, on a Friday, that they was asking me just that, put the question out about someone staging up, do they still have to race or whatever? And what had happened was Flip did a burnout, and King B did his burnout later, and he did a pretty good burnout, but he bagged back up because his burnout kind of went crooked. It wasn't straight. He bagged back up, and Flip was set now, and he did another burnout. And then when he bagged up, I guess he couldn't get straight or whatever. He took a little more time. They were just asking me to ask opinions on how long should a person take. I really don't know, but incident where it looked like King B was taking so long where he could get Flip tires hot to run his car hot. Get his tires cold and run his car hot. Me knowing King B, he's a good friend of mine, him and Flip. I don't think King B tried that, but other people were looking at it, betting with Flip, you know, betting on the race, and they did want to get some conclusion on it, on saying what's going on with that. Because they were saying King...
So you mean not knowing what happened because you're not in the car... It's the two drivers in the car, so sound like you saying some of the people think one of them intentionally was taking his time and doing a double burnout or whatever before he get in the beam. You saying you think they intentionally doing something? Do you notice they do this often, or it's just an incident that just happened just on that night? Or this person, your opinion, got a reputation of kind of what I call just kind of messing around before you get to the lights. You know, guys, this grudge racing, you got guys do certain stuff, but, I mean, since you bringing these guys' names up, it might be a good idea. You said it was King B, correct?
Yeah, King B and Flip. Flip never did complain about it. I'm just saying other racers and spectators, you know, fans, they were just asking me. And you know Funky Town, I put it out there and ask questions or whatever I need to get answers for. And me knowing King B, he ain't that type of guy. But, I mean, other people were looking. They don't know him, you know. So they want to see what was the reason why he bagged up and did another burnout. Was it because he wasn't straight? Was he... sure about his burnout at first, or did he try to do that to try to get Flip tires cold or run his car hot? They were just trying to see why he did it. Did he do a burnout and he wasn't satisfied with it and redid another burnout to make sure he was straight, or did he do it to burn Flip down or get his tires cold? And I know King B, he ain't that type of guy, but I'm just asking, doing what these guys at, they scared to ask, and I'm not.
Look at it like this. I mean, never know what the situation is, but I think it's a problem if you got a guy that you know that's notorious for doing that, therefore he kind of sent that reputation of being that way. But in this incident here, you never know what was the case. But King B, since he's brought up, the accusation brought up, and some people question your integrity about it, they think he's purposely doing it, which you never know what the deal was. He probably didn't feel comfortable with some of his guys lining him up, could have possibly told him, hey, he didn't do a good burnout, or hey, he wasn't in the tracks right. But we'll give King B, if you're on there, push the one button, King B, and we'll let you or somebody from your camp answer that so you can kind of get this that's in the minds of some people that probably thought that it might have been intentional. But, man, in my opinion, you know, most guys don't mess around because they're looking at their car, you know, it's running heat too, getting temperature too. So I don't think too many guys' purpose is to do that. But King B, can you answer this for us? Is he out there? Sure, is King B out there?
Yeah, I saw him. Hold on.
Push the one button, King B, if you're out there. If anybody else got an opinion on that, they can push the one button as well. I hear you, Sharon. You're trying to get him on. I just want other folks, if you think that, you know, it's hard to say exactly how much time it takes because some guys do long burnouts, some guys do short burnouts, so nobody's going to pull in the line and the lights at the same time. But, you know, to me, it's obvious when a guy's messing around. So it's just a question is, you know, what do you think is a fair amount of time, your opinion, for guys to get in the beans? It's kind of a tough question to put a time on, in my opinion. Let's push the one button and just help us out and give us, see what you think.
King B, your mic is open.
Hey, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, what's going on, B?
I hear you.
All right, well, let me go and clear that up for a lot of people. If they really want to know what happened was I did a burnout. My burnout was real crooked. My team was like, the burnout was not straight. I was ready. My team said, bag it on up, do another burnout. I did a real quick, short burnout. I hurried up and got in the beam. When I got in the beam, I staged up on my teammate's foot. I rolled right off his foot. And if everybody was paying attention so much, I hurried up and got in the beam. I didn't even really get good on top of the converter good or anything. I got hair up and got in the beam, and we got it on. Flip didn't have no problem. I know Flip was over there looking. He seen that. I know Flip on here, I know he can justify for that. I hair it up and got in the beam. I got in both trees. I didn't even get the stage up. I threw it in neutral. It rolled off his put. When I put it in drive, it jumped into both beams. I grabbed the trans brake. The lights went on, and there we went. Flip was ready. I'm the one who wasn't ready.
You won that race, didn't you?
Yeah, I won the race, but hey, you know, that's what I'm just telling you, if the world want to know the truth, that's the real truth, and that's coming from the driver, because I'm in the seat, and that's everything that happened.
Yeah, me knowing you, King B, I know you ain't that type of guy. It was just people saying that why you took so long, you know, say, is he trying to run a game on Flip? I said, no. He must have been crooked or something, cause you remember I told you how your car been doing burnout, kind of crooked. And that's why I was trying to explain to them, but they said, I wonder if he's trying to run game. That's why I say, well, I just put it out and let you come from the horse's mouth on what went down. I know you ain't that type of guy, like I told them. You like racing. You're not trying to burn nobody down or get their tires cold. Or none of that type of stuff. I know Flip didn't have no problem. He never did admit it, but other people did because they, you know, were saying that you took so long or whatever. So that's why I throw it out here for people in the good world to see what your answer was. You know, I know you ain't that type of guy. So I'm just letting you come from the horse's mouth on what went down, you know.
Mm-hmm. I already know people talk. People do a lot of stuff. That come with what's the topic of the show? Who's scared of who? Yeah, I know, today, yesterday, all week. I heard people go around shops asking about King B. What kind of stuff King B be having in his car? Going around shops.
Hey, well, King B, since you own that, and that's right, that's part of the nice topic, is who's scared of who, or who's ducking. You know, your name is getting to pop up a lot in this grudge game for a man that's been in, you know, for a short period of time. So, I mean, do you think it's some folks run around here scared of you, or...
I think you want me to tell the truth. I think it's a lot of people hiding in the bushes. Cause listen to me. For a man to take out his time and his day to go to a certain place and ask him, hey, what King B got in his car? What kind of combination he got? You trying to figure out the way to beat me? Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? You need to build what you build, build your combination, and quit hiding in the bushes and get in them lights.
Hey, you know, it ain't no secrets in grudge raising. Every time you think you got a secret, I agree with you 100%. Somebody's always running around trying to tell it. You know, you probably one of your opponents. Who's this opponent running out trying to find out what you're doing that, you know, that you feel like you feel like whoever it is, you feel like they're trying to duck you or something?
Yeah, you want me to tell you what I told my homeboy?
Right now, King B, you kind of hot, man. We keeping up. You kind of hot right now. Your name is popping up about racing, and I know you call and you want a race, and right now you looking to lock in a race if you get one. Right now, King B, on the scene a couple of years now. King B, who ducking you, man? Tell us who ducking you. Tell us who's ducking, man.
Man, I don't really know right now. It's just so many people ducking, man. It's so many. Man, I don't even know. You really can just, like, go down the list of grudge racers who talking all the noise when I done had a car right. And now, you know, some people saying they got to put new motors in their car. What you going to put new motors in your car and it wasn't blown?
Are you looking to lock somebody in tonight, King? But you got somebody you want to try to lock in?
Then I'll try somebody, man. I'll try somebody. I ain't got a problem. I'll lock it in tonight, right now, while we on the phone. Like my partner said, they going to run around asking about me, trying to find out what's the key to success. Get in them beans and see what it do.
Who you
want to
lock in, man? Throw a name out there. You got somebody on your mind, man. Don't be shy.
Man, I don't even got no name because I don't even never get to look at cars. I be too busy worried about making my car right. Whoever run and say they can run with me, we gonna get it on. I'm gonna go. Come on, H-Town Saturday. We can go and get it on. They on the line. They in the bushes. I'm trying to shake them out.
Right, man. You know who they are. Tell us about it. You know we want you to fish them out. You know, sometimes I tell you about this grudge game, man. Sometimes you can't be too nice. You gotta fish that man out the bushes. You know that man stand there to stick you in your back, right? But he won't face, man. Sometimes you gotta be like a badass prosecutor. You gotta go over there. You gotta go there and convict him. You know he's sitting over acting all innocent, and you know the joker dirty. You gotta go over there and convict him. Man, don't convict you one right quick, man. Let the grudge world know who it is.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't really been watching nobody, man. If you got somebody in mind, call them out. Let's check them out.
I don't know who's trying to race you, but I do know you're looking for a race because you called me and you want a race this weekend in Houston and you're trying to find your man. And, you know, the guy that I got, he just got his motor back in last night, so he told me he'll let me know if he going to be able to make it, because he just got his motor back in his car, so you talk to him. But I don't know who out there that you got in mind and that you want to try. You know, I know you want to race. You know, you got a car that, you know, it's kind of, you know, in a certain category. Like you say, guys wasn't scared of you a year or so ago, but like you say, you was having problems. But now they see you going down the track, and then you knock Flip off, and people know Flip love to race, and Flip will race. They seen you knock Flip off, and now it looks like some of them done hit the brakes, huh?
You don't hear them jokers squealing right now? I'm looking out the window. I hope they don't wreck outside.
Sometimes you go in and push the one button. This man trying to go down. This man trying to go, and ain't nobody trying to go at him. So, you know. We need somebody to come on here and challenge this guy.
I'm going to go back in the bushes. I'm just going to hide out with everybody else. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to hang out in the bushes. Somebody shake me up.
Okay, we're going to hang on there, and we'll see if somebody come on here and get you. We're going to go and share and see who got the next caller.
Flip, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, how y'all doing?
Hey, I'm going on. What's going on, man?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, I just want to clarify what Funky Town says. We have absolutely no beef at all. Shit, I chose to hang out and wait on him. That's called courtesy. That's called being a gentleman. That's called racing. You know, trust me, what anybody lost on the starting line, hey, is racing. It's going to happen. But trust me, I lost way more than that. So did my team. So, you know, if you lost money betting on me, hey, it's going to happen. How about all the money I won for you? So there's no controversy between me and King B. Hey, that's what's called being a true sportsman. There's still sportsmen in bridge racing. You know, I seen that my car's temperature was fine. I had a choice. I could have either backed out of the lights and said no race, because you did two burnouts, or I could be a gentleman and say, you know what, I got time. I never want to win a race like that, you know, or have any kind of controversy. So I chose just to wait on them, you know. That's the nice thing to do, you know, like you were getting on King B about being too nice. Sometimes, man, you know, just to be a sportsman in this deal, that's what it's all about, you know. So I chose to wait. You know, when those people saw that, whoever made that bet, they could have just said, hey, you know what, no bet. You know, double burn, no bet. Whatever they chose to do, they had a chance to pull their money back before we both got in the beams. So there's no controversy. Me and King B are cool. I mean, I'm over here putting a super tune in this bad boy right now. So if things look right and you can't catch a race down there, King B, you can come by my trailer, because you and me know right now we married. Every time we see each other, we got to get it on. So if these other cats ain't going to step up to the plate, shit, it could be the Flippin' King B show. It could be the Flippin' King B show all year long. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can do this all year long. Just because if they all scared to get in the bushes, hell, let them stay in the bushes. Me and you can, you know, we can rock it all year long, man, if nobody else don't want to step up and race you. You know, so there's no controversy. We cool. We get it on in A-Town. We get it on in Temple. We get it on in San Antonio. We get it on in Georgia, Florida, wherever the hell we got to go. You know, racing is what I do. I love to do it, man. And, you know, I think you done had a topic about this before, Tracy. Never bet what you can't afford to lose. I bet what I could afford to lose, I lost. And you know what? No sweat off my sack, man. We on to the next one. You know what I mean?
I heard that, Phil. Let me say something, since you on that talking about never scared of who duck it. You know, you ain't shy for words, and you sure ain't shy to hold back on your opinion. You're a voice. We need folks like you in this game. Let me tell you something. Who's ducking who?
Who's ducking who out there?
Yeah, who's ducking who out there? I know Tony on here. Tony texted me, and Tony said whole shoe of a ducking him. For your opinion, who's ducking you? If there's somebody else you want, like, see, you ain't King B, y'all married. Y'all going to do y'all thing. But who's ducking who, man?
Man, you know, I'd hurt a lot of feelings if I started saying a lot of names right now, because, you know, it's one of them deals where.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just came out and said, Flip ain't scared to let his tongue go. And you come to me and make me look bad.
I tell you, Tracy, I got one for you. And I stay out of it because it ain't my business. But if you want to hear who's ducking who, I tell you right now, Bushnell is ducking the shit out of Kenny Duke. I tell you that right now. Bushnell's so deep in the bushes. Hell, they gonna nickname Bushnell Roots if he go any deeper. He's so damn far in them bushes.
Hey, wait a minute, man. I can't let you talk. I know Bush. I'm kind of in the blind. If Bushnell out there, hey, Sharon, good evening. Push what button, call?
And I'll tell y'all right now, y'all need to go ahead and put Kenny Duke on the line, too. If anybody ducking anybody, y'all need to go ahead and put Kenny Duke on the line, too. Because, I mean, everybody done won that one race, but... Damn, you know, Bushnell jumped on there and started thanking the oil people at the refinery, started thanking the spark plug manufacturers. I mean, that's how you can tell you ain't never been there before. You know, I tell you what, my coach tells me, act like you've been there before. Don't go doing cartwheels because you won one race. Act like you've been there before. So that's my record. It's good to get around win. We all love it. But if you're going to do all that, man, you know, you go on NHRA and all the other good stuff.
Hey, we got to get the man on his defense there, because you wouldn't say the man under here all about the roots and stuff. That's pretty low there. That's beyond the bushes, man. We got to get Bushnell on his defense there, but Bushnell ain't short for words either. Hey, Shane, Bushnell out there.
Bushnell, your mic is open.
You know I'm goddamn
ill.
Come on, man. You know, I'm dancing like a motherfucker, man. That man. Hey, man, what size cell phone do you need, man, for Kenny Duke?
What was that?
What size cell phone do you need?
What kind of tech card?
What size pants you wear, man? Some pom-poms. What you wear?
Yeah, I tell you what, you could get next to that set. Hey, I tell you what, we could keep this racing. I wear a size double X, extra stretched out in the front, and you can get the other lane, Bushnell, if you want some of this silver car, too. So let's keep it racing. Let's keep it grudging. You jump your ass over that lane, you get smashed, too.
Apparently, you don't know. You're not playing. You don't know the game. It ain't nothing but some swag talk, funny game, man. I'm going to get you some big mamas. That's what I'm going to get you.
Yeah, give me some big white ones, and on the back, yeah, I'll put Kenny Duke's bitch, and we line up. I'll bet all my rent money on Kenny Duke, because I promise you, you ain't got but one more lucky leaf clover up your ass. I guarantee you that.
I took a street car and got on Kenny Duke's ass with his back ass, trash ass truck, man.
That's cool. Street car with ladder bars. But what you want to lock in right now? That's what Kenny Duke talking about. Kenny Duke ain't nothing but about racing. So he talking about what you want to lock in.
Kenny Duke ain't shit in my book, man.
Okay, you don't want to race him then? You don't want to race him?
You know what, Kenny Duke
ain't shit in my book. Okay, go back to the bushes. Shit, I see why your name Bushnell now. Go back to the bushes, Bushnell.
Never like Mr. Never. I mean, I really laughing at you, man. You really got me laughing at you, you know? So that's kind of cool, though, you know? So it really ain't nothing, man. That shit was funny there. All right.
There you go, Tracy. There you go. They scared to race. They don't race. I got to get back working on my car. I got
to
text from Kenny Duke said, hey, Bushnell in the bushes telling to run me.
You need to find out how to make a chance come now, Pop Willis. Chance come, ain't got no business popping Willis. Your shit out there popping Willis, man. You need some work, man.
We working on that. While I'm working on that, why don't you get a hook on Phonics book because your ass stutter too much.
You got a problem, man. I ain't never got my ass told twice in one day, man. Never in my life.
I got a chassis car. You got a stock suspension car. So we can sit here and measure all day long, dude. I'm done, man. You don't want to race? Move on to the next one. I'm good. That's just proof, Tracy. That dude ought to get his shirt to say Bushy, man. Just move on to the next one.
you know, we got a lot of cars around here with no Willy bars also. So, you know, it's just one of them deals. You kind of threw it out there for free money, let guys go at it and have some fun. At the same time, some of these guys going to be trying to, come July, going to be trying to do something without their Willy bar. Some going to keep the Willy bar. You're right. When you're doing your own thing and you're betting your own money on the side, you're going to try to stick to your advantage. You want to stick it with the Willy bars and the guys go for it, that's fine. But this is just to give a guy some action, trying to do something, give some of these other guys a chance who got no Willy bars to get it and go for it since they don't go class races. Some of these guys don't class race, but we got a lot of them out here that got no Willy bars. It's just something for the game, man, to see how it go. But, hey, you're right. When you step your own race, you step it how you think you can win. You know, I got a guy that want to come on here and holler at somebody. He keep texting me, Young Stang out of New Jersey. Sharon, we need to get him on. I think I'll give you his number. I told him to push the one button, but he keep getting me like he can't get in. So I think that number, he might want to holler at somebody. I think he's a small block caller.
I got a text like that. He's putting it out for the brothers. Well, no, they text me and say, Flip is Duck and Butler Boys.
Is Flip Duck and Butler Boys?
Well, that's I just got that text.
Flip, what do you say about that? Maybe Flip failed. He said he worked on his car. I don't know. Maybe he failed.
He needs to run that slow motherfucker.
I got it. I guess he's not there. Sharon, I didn't hear you, so I don't know if you're there or not. Okay, can y'all hear me? Bushy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, son.
Okay. I don't know if Sharon failed or not. I haven't heard her say nothing.
I was getting Young Stang on. Young Stang is on, but he just wants to listen.
Oh, okay.
Debo, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What up, Debo?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm just sitting on the show, man. Really enjoying the show like I always do, man. I hear my boy King B, man, and the little controversy, man, he got going on with that race he had with Flip. You know, everybody always trying to bring some controversy to the grudge game, man, and it really ain't called for. That man did what he had to do, you know. I was at the track. I seen his first burnout, and I said to my crew that he needs to do another one. And that's what he did, because the first burnout he did, it wasn't right. So the man did what he had to do, and just like Phil said, he had a choice to back out the light and do him one or say he wasn't going to race. So the race went down. King B won. And that should be the end of that, but we all know that that's not going to happen like that because we got too many haters hating on the game and what we do in the game, and it's just going to be like that, man, you know. And King B, I got a little message for you, bro. I know we've been talking about we're going to get it on. Yeah, give me a few more weeks or a month or whatever, man, to get this thing together. Everything just came in, and I'm going to have to look at you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Now we're going to be about it. You know, and everybody else that were hunting for the bolster, I'm going to get at them, too. And I really don't like to get in no name calling, but Easy D, I'm going to look at you, bro. Aaron, I got to see you, too. Because when I had the little motor in the car, all y'all was barking. That's my time. You know what I'm saying? So all the ones that said they wanted some of the bolster, when I had the little motor in there, once we get it dial in with this new one, it's on, baby. It's on. That's all I can say.
How many weeks is it going to be again, Debo? Let me make sure I put this on my calendar.
You it this beat talking?
What's up, homie?
Is this
beat? What's
hey,
up,
man,
homie?
Hey, bro. Hey, man. I'm going to tell you, B, you me and you all right, man. But soon, like I said, soon as the car get ready, I can't work my mechanic. But soon as it get ready, you going to know, bro, because I ain't running from you. Never have. Even when I had the small motor in my car, I was trying to run you. I'm not scared of nobody, bro. If I feel like I got a chance, I'm going to get at that ass, and that's just what that is.
So
I'm saying, win over drop.
But listen to me. So all I'm saying is, did I hear you just say when you had a small motor in there? So what you doing now?
Yeah, right. Yeah, when I had the small motor in there. Did you have? Let me ask you this, B. Did you have a smaller motor in your car before you put this motor in there?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
You did not. You did not put another motor in the car, B. You ain't putting another motor in the car, B.
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, well, let me forgive me for asking you that, bro, because I really don't give a damn, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever motor you got in that car, I was trying to run you when I had the 512 in the car. You had a problem. When if we were going to line it up, I had a problem. It didn't happen. So we're going to solve the problem when I get the motor in the car and give me some tests and get it down in. You got action with Debo, bro. You got action. Yes, sir.
Action. Debo. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I know you said you're on curve. But just listen to me. The same shit when I wrecked that motherfucking Malibu all the way down to the wiring system. I snatched it out and put it in that Camaro. So I got the same old motor. And let me know in a couple more weeks, man. I'll be hanging out, man. I'll be hanging out in the bushes. Shake me up.
Already, bro. You ain't got to hang out in the bushes. I know how you do, B. I know you like to race and I do too, bro. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying to you, I don't give a damn about what you got in there, bro. Like I said, I was going to try you what I had in there at first, and I'm damn sure going to try you now, bro. That's what that is. That's it, and that's all. Ain't no in-between. I ain't begging. I'm going to race your car head up. I'm not begging. I ain't going to ask nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Head up. Get down that motherfucker to the eighth of a mile and soon turn that tree on. That's all I'm about. I don't care if you put an airplane mode in it tomorrow. When I get my shit together, have that same airplane mode in that motherfucker when I get it together, man. That's all I'm saying.
I'm
going to
have it in there. I'm going to have that airplane mode in there.
I don't care what kind of motor you got. I ain't now one of them cats running around here worried about what side motor a man got in his car. I don't give a damn. Just like one of them brothers just said, either you're going to come to the track. If you feel like you got a chance with another man, you're going to get in that lane and you're going to try him. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Racing is a gamble, bro. The man with the biggest motor don't always win that race, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying.
Hey, just to say that the man with the fastest car don't always win. And we saw a race. If race happened this week.
Ask Kenny Duke. He had a fast motherfucker. I put that street car in his ass. Better watch the grid. They go to grid. Wait on the grid. Hey, Thomas, I did have some people I wanted to get on at HMP, but I've been here. They ain't gonna be down now, so. So I am looking for some. I had a few people put some on the board or a couple of boards looking for Slack and Stone Cold. Anybody can get them out of the bushes, I'm going to try them. I'm going to try to run out of Cavalcade and Glass, man. What are all of them two?
I keep dropping.
Get them out of the bushes.
What is that?
I said, well, then, get him out of the bushes.
I'm looking for
cold smoke. I'm looking for goddamn, it went out of goddamn gas, man, in Cavalcade. Yeah, and I had some more, but I ain't going to show, so I can't speak on this. They ain't going to show, so, you know, BEP told me last week that 911 boys with me, man. They ain't on my list, but I told BEP last week, man. I will let come down to the goddamn me, and then I'm going to come out the bush, and I'm about to defend every goddamn body. I'm ready to do that, too, if that might go down.
Yeah.
So you trying to call them guys and they don't give them the push of the button, and not sharing your phone, and then you call.
If my phone up in the bushes. See, I ain't like what, man. My call all mine in the bushes. If my phone up in the bushes, most, like I said, the other I can't speak on because they ain't going to be there. Because I was on show, man, there to put that fudge on their ass.
Well, if Cavalcade boy, they gonna be there. Cavalcade, and other names you call. What's the one button now? Right now, this is in Houston, so there's a lot of Houston folks on there sitting there listening. I know track been bad, and guys still trying to test. So they got some of these guys gonna be trying to see what their car do because they ain't had that much test time on it. But some of them been running. So, but still, sound like you're ready. You're just trying to pick your car.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm just telling you,
on what people were saying. Not just me.
You
I'm just saying. That's
you
what I mean.
You
said,
who was in the question?
Hold
on. You asked me a question.
Yeah,
you asked me
on.
What? Who I think might be in the bushes.
Yeah.
I respect Bush now because I like the way he raised. I like the way he talks shit and he get out there and run. But
yeah.
I was disturbed this week when I seen he posted that he called it out Slack and Cold Smoke. So I'm going to get on the phone and try to get in touch with Slack and see can he make this happen.
Forget about the bushes, man.
Okay, get Slack and Cold Smoke on. Until you get him on, Sharon, we're going to go to the next caller. Who you got while you try to get one of his phone? You got to call that.
Say, Flip, I ain't in no goddamn bushes. Get in the bushes, but I'm not the bushes.
Hold on.
EZD, your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm out the goddamn bushes, wait.
EZD, what's
your
up?
Your mic is open.
Maybe he switched over.
We don't have any more hands up right now.
Get the next. I think Tony out there. I got a text.
Oh, brother, I'm in no goddamn bushes. I ain't in shit.
What about Tony?
I got a text from Tony Thorne while I go.
He's on here.
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something. I thought it. Okay, EZD, unless okay, go. You say you got no. Go ahead, Bush. Yeah.
Bo, your
no,
mic is
cool.
Open.
Hold on,
Bo,
your mic
what?
Is open. Bo.
Yeah, how y'all doing this evening? Ms. Sharon and Tom McDowell.
What's happening, man?
All right. Bushnell, what's up? This is Cold Smoke.
What's up? Going to dance to
Sandy?
Going to dance to Sandy?
What now?
Going to dance to Sandy?
Man, I wish I could, but I'll be at work, man. I'll be honest with you. I'll be at work.
I get a chance to dance with you, man, you know? I see your car, I said, look good and shit. Look like it's running pretty good, too. Look like by my speed. You might be set up a little bit different from me, but I landed there to try something with you, though.
I see that. But I see you cry about Kenny Duke truck, but, I mean, I got a back-half car. I thought you don't run no back-half car. I guess you think I'm in your class, so you want to make action.
No, you're not in my class. I want to make action, though. So, now you're not in my class.
Yeah. I'm evidently you want to tell me. So therefore, well, I'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll do something. We'll do something.
I'll run your head over your car, man. I mean,
okay, we'll do it. I got some more guys that called me out that I'm gonna try to take care of her in a couple of weeks when I get back. And
I mean, it's like a special,
I'll let you
know. I mean, I can't hold on. It's like a special I got. I can't let you do whatever you do and turn around and do it. This is like a weekend special. What I'm talking about. I mean, this don't go forever. You know, training like this. Yeah, it's a special.
I understand, but
yeah,
my family come first. I'm gonna take care of my home fund before I worry about racing. I got to work. But I'll be back.
Yeah,
I'll be back in a couple weeks.
Man.
I got to take care of the family.
I don't know how long that special gonna last. It might not last another week. It might go home.
I don't know how long them specials last, man. They don't last that long. They don't limit. It's on a limit. Don't let the special go off. Well, I can't. I ain't gonna get a rain check. I'm gonna get a rain check. How about that? Well, I'm gonna just put it out there like this. It's almost a this weekend special down there, man. Let's come up again. Man, it might come up again now.
It might come up again,
okay.
But right now, it's so far,
right.
This week's special, mate.
All right. Well, I can't do that this weekend. I'll be honest, I'll be at work, big dog.
That's
I hate him on
this.
That's
a big deal, man. It's not playing action.
All right. I feel you. I like that.
Bushnell looking for a run. I know something.
I ain't in no motherfucking bushes, so tell me, dog. I see clear like a motherfucker. Ain't no more praying land where I'm at. Ain't no bushes around me. I can see fucking 10 miles away down the goddamn road. So ain't no bushes around nowhere, y'all. Nowhere.
Oh, Bush now looking for a race. He just, like you say, he just don't want Kenny, but he's looking for somebody else. So he calls the names out there. But he's trying to skip his race, so you got to let him in.
Just put out the bushes.
Who?
I can respect Cold Smoke. He come out there. Where's Slack at?
Slack. Slack, you on there pushing one. Slack. I don't know. Slack that guy.
Bushnell.
Yeah.
Tony Thorne.
What's up, Tony?
Run you a Cowboys car this weekend.
I
Houston,
about that,
Texas.
I heard about that. We might can do something right now, Tony, but you know what? I got way back, Tony. I'm trying to do something right now. I'm going to race y'all. You know, it's just something else I got going on that I want to cover before I race y'all. You know what I mean? If you know anything about grand racing, drag racing, you know what I'm saying. So we gonna eventually race with Cowboy Car. Trust me, no problem. But right now I got some guys that I want to race before I run y'all, man. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just one of them things, man. That's how it is. I know what I'm doing, man.
Tony, who else you want to race, Tony? Tony, you can't get it. Who else you have to want to race, Tony? You going to be in the house. Who else there you want to run?
I don't really know offhand down in Houston.
You know,
no,
not
we'll run Bushnell with Cowboy's car, and then we'll turn right around and run him with Willie's car.
You're running Willie Connors Week? That's running Willie Connors Week. I bet you'll run around with that car. I put that in the list with the list that I'm trying to go and knock out first. You're running Willie Connors. We can run Willie Connors this weekend.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? I said we'll run you a cowboy car.
We'll run you a cowboy car on the same day. No, let's go on Willie Carr. Let's do that.
I can't use that information yet until we make a couple more tests yet.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do that. Yeah, we're going to run Willie Carr. That's what we're going to run.
You're going to run Willie's car, believe me.
You're going to get all the Willie's car you want.
Soon as we get lined up.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, then. That's what I know what I'm doing, Tony. I was going to give you a double whopper and add some cheese to it. What part
of
you can't miss me? You don't understand. You can't miss me, Bart. I run Willie, though.
This weekend, though. I just told you we'll run you a Willie's car this weekend if you run Cowboys' car.
I know what part you didn't understand. I run Willie's car. We'll give you a double whopper, Willie's car and Cowboy's car, same day. I'll run Willie's car this weekend, though. You may just get that.
Yeah,
all right, well, bring it on then. That's all you got to do. Put up a lane with it. That's all you got to do.
Well, what's wrong with Cowboy's car?
You want to lock Cowboy's car in? Do you want to lock Willie in?
You want to lock my black car in? I'll give you the black tire.
Lock Willie in.
I ain't locking Willie's car in until that man gets down the track.
Let's lock Willie in, man.
Yeah, he's liable to run over your ass.
Let's lock Willie in, man. What you gonna do?
Hold on. This say Willie's pulling his car in the yard.
Yeah. No, that's not Willie in there. Yeah, that's what you do.
Lock Cowboy in. Lock them both in.
Huh?
Lock them both in Saturday. I'm trying to give you some action. You're going to get all the action you want. You can have Cowboy, Willie, or you can have Willie and Cowboy. Which one you want?
I want Willie. I've been hollering Willie for goddamn 10 minutes, man.
Gonna give you a double whopper with some cheese on it.
You what now?
Gonna give you a double whopper with some cheese on it. Lock them all in.
I'm gonna get Willie what, Tony Thorne? I like you, Tony Thorne. I'm gonna get Willie what?
Huh? I can't lock in Willie until he gets some tornado for me, Judge. That's just like old Debo. Bebo was saying, nobody wants to jump on me when I don't even want to see Willie race you. He's about to run into you.
Tell me what I say.
What?
You're talking some different ass things, Tony. I feel like you don't.
Hey, this is what I got to say. You're locked in with Willie as soon as we get him from point A to point B, buddy.
Soon as what now?
Soon as he can get from point A to point B.
You're locked in
with Willie.
As soon as he get the goddamn point A, point B ass shit, man. Damn, I won't hear that shit.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? You don't want to hear nothing I want to tell you. I'll give you the back side of a black car. I'll run you with my black car through the mufflers, all the way out to the back of the bucking car. I'll give you the back tire of that. I'll give you the back tire of the green. I'll run your heads up with Cowboy's car. I'll run your heads up with Willie's car as soon as we get it lined out.
I hear all that, mate. I heard what you said. We don't do some of that, though.
And Kenny Duke wants to run head up, too. That's a six-pack of double whoppers.
Well, we can do all that, though. It's all good. I like you, though, Tony. Amen.
All right. As soon as Willie gets from point A to point B, you and him going to race.
From point A to point B, that shit. I don't want to hear that.
That what?
Nobody won't hear that shit, man. Well, probably you gonna lock your ass in with Willie Carr this weekend. What you talking about, though?
Hey, Bush, you ain't got nothing going with them. But you did say you wanted to do something 1-9-on-1 card. Which one did you like?
See, let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me start like that something out. I like Sheriff Witt. I like a bunch of some people on the East Coast, a bunch of my mind. We ain't ready to talk about that. I told Whitney over there, I'm not going to let them come down here with all the little smile ties they get, and then nobody don't give no answer. I say, we might try some at the end of the night. That's what I told them people, man. And that's what we're going to do, man. I feel like I can fuck with, and then we're going to dance with one of them, man. And then night, they ain't about to fuck with them. I told
would
them
you,
that.
Would you call your man down you like to get this weekend, you calling them out? But you ain't got no, you ain't now one of them stepped up to you.
What about it, Tommy?
I said, the ones you want to run, they ain't stepped up to you. And
no, I can't do nothing about that.
Bowl,
I can't do nothing about that. Like I said, I'm going to get with them a race, man. If they don't get no goddamn race, I'm going to pick out one of the cars in the stable over there. And we're going to dance for them, man. If they blow my ass all out, I ain't going to be mad at them. I'm going to have a blast.
Now,
that's what we going to do, man.
Okay,
let's go.
All I did was ask you if you wanted to run Cowboy's car. You said that shit. Everybody heard you say that shit. No, what I said,
you misunderstood what I said.
Well, what you said then?
I said... We will give you the, if you're scared of the Cowboy car, and if we beat you with a Cowboy car, we would run you a Willie's car.
What I told you, why I would run the Cowboy's car. I'm going to tell you why, what I told you. I said, I got something I'm trying to do for her. I know everybody on the school what the fuck I said, man. I'm trying to do something for her, and I will run you with the Cowboy car. I did say that, didn't I? I didn't hear that.
You just said you had some other things. You had some other things to do this weekend.
I had some other things to do, mate.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I know good and well we got plenty of opportunities to race you because you go racing everywhere.
Tony, since you're on here, Tony, we know you and Bushnell are going there, but tell me who's ducking. Tell me some who you think is ducking people right now. Who's
done? Well, Alan with that 10-4 racing, them guys got more excuses than 10 old ladies.
How they are, though?
I don't know where they are.
Speaking of
Take them bars off, we'll run you this weekend.
Take your bars off, put some 28s on it, paint your car pink.
Nah, he don't
want
to do shit.
Unhook the 6 sparkplug wires. You know, all these people talking about no winning bars.
All you got to do is take your bars off.
Instead of 10-4 said, I'm not going to race you. No, I don't want to race you. He wants you to take your bars off, get you a set of weld wheels, and get you some 28-inch tires, and paint your car.
Hold on,
that's what he wants you to do.
You don't stand by. So you don't stand by. Hold on a minute. Go ahead, 10-4, boy.
You take them bars off, we'll run your head up.
Hey, hold on, man. I'm going to say like them boys on one of them East Coast versus West Coast when Bobby Cole had one of them boys on one of them clips. Like, this ain't no motherfucking tank top mouth, man.
We can't fuck with you then, dude.
Hey, this ain't no motherfucking tank top mouth.
We can't fuck with you then, period.
Yeah, what's that then?
I'll take the bars off my green Nova and give you the back tire, 10-4, boys.
I bet you will.
I will. I'll take the bars off the Nova and give you the back tire.
I bet you will, Tony.
I'll take the bars off my black car and give you the back tire.
I didn't say you wouldn't, Tony.
Huh? I bet you will, Tony.
Yeah, I like shit at you. Well,
why don't you get some bars? If them bars are so important, we're waiting for Willie. You ain't going to wait much longer.
Well, we're ready for Willie now.
He's got bars on his.
Yeah, he's going to take them off from here, right?
No, he's not going to take his bars off.
All right, well, he keep his bars on then.
Motherfucker,
take something. Is that what you want me to say?
What size front tires can we run?
That's your business. I got some 29s, and I could put some 28s.
You got some 29Ws. That's what you got.
That's what Willie got, right?
You got a race car, a grudge car, or a bracket racing car? Which one you got?
I don't even know. Shit, I haven't found out yet.
Oh, shit, buddy. I'm man.
The only thing I got to say about grudge racing, you better come to the goddamn track with everything you got instead of having a bunch of excuses or just tell the man, no, you don't want to race.
Hey, you, Tony. Everybody,
man, I've been racing 2 years, bro. You've been racing for 30 years, man. Come on, bro. God damn.
You're not racing me.
Well,
you already said you wasn't racing me. You're racing Willie.
Yeah, I'm racing Willie. And we can try that. Are we ready for Willie? We'll try Willie.
So we're going to bust your ass, Tony. You're going to get your ass bust. You're going to get your ass like BT. You're going to get your asshole blown out.
Hey, all right. Tipo ain't got nothing right now. Hey, if somebody want to run it, step out. Hey, Sharon, we got another call.
Butler, your mic is open.
What's going on, Miss Cheryl? Atomic Dog.
What up, Butler? What's happening?
Oh, nothing, man. I see you putting on a good show this weekend, man. I started to sit out, man, trying to wait to the next big show, man. But fuck it. They coming down to H-Town, man. I think I just need to down on step up by then. God damn it, support Houston and make sure everything go pretty good. So I want to see if Flip and King B want to do a little nice friendly grudge race for a little bit of something. Head up.
Yeah. King B.
I'm kind of half hurt, so I didn't start not to make it, but fuck it, I'm going to try it anyway.
Hey,
Hey, what happened? I was lost for a minute. I'm back. What happened? What's
going on, King B?
Only you to prevent. Nah, what's up, Butler? What's up, man? I know you from goddamn.
I can't call it, man. They told me, goddamn it, they had an incredible hook on here, beating on his chillest, goddamn it, saying he was going to come down here and fuck H-Town. I wasn't going to come to the track, man. Carl really ain't 100%, and I just kind of was going to sit out this race, but fuck it, man. I'm going to be in the racer that I am. I'm going to try some shit anyway. I'm going to go ahead on out there and step out there, man. I just wanted to see if you wanted to lock in and look something for a head up race, you and Flip. It can be for the same thing it was last time, you know, or better, it don't matter, but them three races, I promise you, I can't get them to you right now, because I ain't 100% together yet.
Now, Flip, there's a fellow on the front of that motherfucker, Butler. That's Flip. You can forget about Flip. You can always ask him all right.
Just can't flip out. Just
flip a race, man. Shit, if he get on side of King B, he'll get on side of me.
Damn, get on up there.
Yeah, he'll get up there. He'll get a race.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I really don't. I really feel like motherfuckers be popping that game. Talking about the car ain't 100. You ain't gonna show and all that. I know you
going. Hey, what? The thing about it is, Flip. I mean, I'm sorry. The thing about it is, King B, you know, hell, it is what it is. If I'm going out there hair stepping, it's basically on me. It's your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, I'm trying to show some sportsmanship. Y'all coming 250 miles. So, shit, I'm just trying to get out there with you.
You know what's
coming,
too, though.
Your mic is open.
Yeah. Bye. Okay, Cheryl. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goddamn Butler, hey, can't shut it down. What's up with that?
I'm coming, man. I'm going to be there, man.
Daddy?
I wasn't
going to. What's going on, Tubby Dog?
What's going on, man?
Oh, I ain't doing nothing. Just trying to get ready to come your way. Get ready to head your way. My guys, so get ready to come over. Anybody wanting we got to bring a couple little tie cars. We looking for some action. Anybody want to do something?
Small tie cars. Yep.
Man, how you
sitting?
What tie you sitting on,
Wit? Hold on one second. Let me see if he's is flipping. The King be gonna lock me. If not, I'm gonna get off the show right quick. Wait, hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Hey, Butler, I'm gonna tell you. You don't want to make. You say you ain't together, so you can't give me them three races that I had wanted.
Well, I'm saying I can't. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get them to y'all at one time, man. This weekend. I mean, I offered you head up, the backside, then I offered you the move. I go down two, but I can't do all three. Biggest this race is, man, I don't think it'll be enough time between cool downs and racing other folks to really give you three races at one time.
Yeah.
I tell you this, if you race me head up, I will give you the back time.
Give me the move. Let's just call it a day, man.
Oh, no, man. Oh, shit. I'm pretty fast, bro. I'm still a one-carburetor motor. I ain't did shit different. It's just she ain't lost power, and I started not to come. But fuck it, I'm gonna let her do what he do.
All right, man, I'll be down. We're gonna lock it in. I'll be down, man. We lock it in. All right, Michelle,
see if, hey, Flip want to do anything.
No, hell no.
Flip, you got
that? Flip is on here. His mic is still open.
Yeah, I got to pour another motor for that motherfucker. Huh? Oh, there
they coming down here, so we'll get with the guys when they get here. All right, Miss Sharon, we appreciate that, man, that we get his lock in zone. Appreciate it.
Anybody want any action? We bring a couple of 28 tie calls down. Now we try to look for a little action down now.
There we.
Yeah. BET ain't on the show. Something out.
No,
no,
we heard him.
Ain't heard BET.
Ah, okay. I thought he both been coming. He said he was gonna get on the show. I thought he probably already locked something in or something.
I ain't got a text.
No, he texted me to get you on the show with, but he didn't say he wanted on. Jackson, your mic is open.
Hey, thanks, Miss Sharon. What's up, Atomic?
What's up, Jackson?
Hey, what's up, fella Race? Hey, look, is Boone coming?
No, Boone said he had a problem, but he wasn't going to make it. I talked to him last night.
Okay. All right, that'll work. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're on 28, and nobody on there want to step up and run with.
Troy, your mic is open.
Hey, with this, Troy. You find out if you're going to bring that street card or not?
I still don't know quite yet, Troy. I know the Predator and Junior, we're going to bring them. I don't know about the street card yet. I got to find somebody to drive that fucking trailer to bring it.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, they ain't got to be on no 28. They can be on 29. We ain't tripping.
Hey, I'm asking you, I don't know. I know Kenny Duke was looking for a race. I don't know if he'll run you. Will you run him if he run you? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Who?
Kenny Duke.
Yeah, I run Kenny
Duke. I check on it. I know. He was kind of trying to run Bush there. Bush never wouldn't do nothing. So I don't know if Kenny's still out there. Somebody, I don't know. I don't know if he'll run you or not. I'm just. I know you're trying to make action. So just ask. Huh?
We'll run Kenny.
I will see if we get Kenny on there. I don't know if he'll run you or not. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah.
I see if we can get him on here. Just ask him if he wants to. I mean, he might. I don't know.
We're running Kenny Duke, yeah.
Y'all run Tony Thorne. You hear we're coming on my show, man, with this stuff. Tony Thorne, you ain't got nothing to say to that man, Tony?
No, Tony Thorne's killing me.
Tony
Thorne's killing me.
Can you hear me? Hello?
That man said you said him. I know that man lying, man.
And I'm going to
you. You're going to tell me.
Who are we talking to?
9-1 bad boy.
Hey, no. We say Tony Thorne's killing that like everybody's killing Dallas, killing Tony Thorne. Wick.
Yeah.
Huh? You say Tony Thorne's killing you like everybody's killing Tony Thorne and Dallas. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah,
I ain't killed Tony Thorne. He just got us. A deep voice or whatever. Sound like a sound for somebody, but I ain't feeling it.
Between him and Kenny Duke, goddamn it, that's gone over there.
Well, fuck him, Kenny
Duke. Fuck Kenny
Duke.
That
ain't
good, little boy.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, man. Tony, we hear you.
What are y'all talking about? I missed something.
Whip say you scared of him, man. I called your name, Whip say, man. Tony ain't gonna help.
Yeah, who said I was scared of him?
Whip.
Yeah, we'll be in Houston. We'll be in Houston Saturday. What's up? You wanna do something, Tony? What's up?
Oh, man.
Hey,
Blue,
call you, Tony. Can I walk up? You trying to put it with me?
Yeah, get off that man's coattail. Shit, you're dragging him down. Shit, you're looking for somebody to save you. Drowning nowhere. Learn how to use drowning nowhere. We done drowned you. Yeah, I'll run you.
All right, what you got, Tony?
I got a goddamn race car.
I mean, you know which one. I know that. I know which one. Which one? Which one you got? You know, I don't know what you got.
I got a green Nova.
What it got? What kind of tire it got on?
1432.
Now, I 1432?
Yep.
So you got something with a little tire on it?
Not this weekend.
We had a little
crash in the Mustang.
Oh, okay. We'll check you out once we get over there. I don't know nothing about no 1432. I have to see how big they are. I give my guy.
1432 is the same size as a 1033.
Wow, okay. I don't know what a 1033 is. I have to look at it when I get over there. I don't even know what that is. I don't know no tire bigger than a 315, so I have to look at it.
You know what? I got no back ass car ass out there. God damn.
Uh-huh. Tony Bynum's going to come over there. We'll be over there together. Tony will look at it, and I think he's bringing a car with some tires that size or something on it. I don't know, but I look at it when we get over there. I thought you had something with some little tires on it that I can lock in. I don't care nothing about no little tires.
Yeah, which car you bringing, your old car or your new one?
Yeah, the junior, the old car. I'm bringing the old car, junior car, just a little 95 Mustang. And the Predator, we bring
that old car. All I can promise that I'm bringing is a green Nova right now.
Okay, yeah. I don't know about that car. I don't know nothing about them big old tires and stuff. I have to look at it. But I got a street car I'm bringing over there, too.
Yeah.
A little Camaro I'm bringing over there.
I don't know if I got anything that you'd want to run that again.
All right. Well, I catch you again. Keep on being scared of me. And I catch you again.
All right. Now, I don't want y'all be careful.
All right, Sheriff. Sheriff Lobo. Tony Thorne sounds like Sheriff Lobo.
Hey, the checker, your mic is open.
How you doing, Miss Sheriff?
What up, hey, the checker?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Dye? How you doing, Miss Sheriff?
Hey, guys, somebody's got some background. Hold on, hey, the checker. Somebody's got some background noise. Sounds like you're in a shop.
That's me, I cut it off.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, Cam, hit the mute button.
Hey, what?
I just came off. I'm on mute.
Hey, what? Suitcase at?
I don't know what's going on with Suitcase. I ain't heard from him in a minute. Suitcase at? I'm at the Suitcase camp out there.
What about Hillbilly coming, dog?
I ain't heard much of Hillbilly. I don't know if he...
Hey, what about Whit? They don't want none. Okay. Well, we'll find something. We have to run Tony Thorne with his 1733 clothes or whatever. We have to run him then. Shit don't make no difference.
Hey, Butler still on here?
We run Tony Thorne then, shit. Won't get over it. We're going to run somebody.
Yeah,
I'm
still on here. Butler, you, my boy just texted me, man. He said we could have sworn we was locked in on them three races, so why won't you just go and pay that puck out?
How we gonna log in for three races? I tell you what we'll do then. I'll race you for $3,000 the first two races and $1,000 the third one.
What? You said what again?
I would race you for $3,000 for the first two races and the last one I'll race you for $1,000. Since we was locked in for three races.
Mm-hmm.
We were locked in for three races, fella.
Uh-huh. Shut that
shit
up.
Gave you a man.
I tell you what. Because I think that's bullshit. You talking about you losing horsepower. You wasn't going to come. You trying to pop that game.
Tell you man, what? I got on the show at 8:30 to talk about this. My crew had to push me to it. I don't like going nowhere ass-stepping, bro. But I tried to make some action with you because you ran me when you came down here the first time, so I was just trying to get you a little action back. The shit we ran for back then and where we was going to run the same number when you come here this weekend, you know, shit, I mean, it really didn't bother me. I was just trying to get you some action.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but, well, I'm just saying. I think you shooting the shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But I'm telling you, we never put no money on that. That's why I told you. If you feel like that's the way it should go, I'll raise people $3,000 twice and $1,000 on the last one.
Yeah.
You gonna raise me $3,000? Okay. So. So you gonna raise me $3,000 on that hit in the move and the regular on the one and you said $1,000 on the head up, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. Man, you heard what I said, man. You heard what I said.
I'm just trying to get it clear.
I said three head up, three on the back tires and $1,000 on the move.
On the hit.
$577. So which order are these races supposed to go in?
Shit,
1, 2, 3.
You know what? I tell you what. I bet what? You $4,000 to your $3,500. You just give me the move.
I tell you what, King B. I'm going to test on Thursday. I'm going to rent the motherfucking track on Thursday. And if I can plug off this 8-cylinder and make it do what it need to do on 7, we might just do that. But I'm telling you, if you want a friendly fair race, I just put them out there how we can do it. The first time and the second time.
All right.
My crew over here. Can it do everybody?
All we doing is making action. Trying
y'all
to get another
250
miles for nothing.
Because you done changed the order of these races twice.
You already know it, grudge racing,
that's how it goes. Since off the muscle, I got rolled under the bus on a ghost race, didn't even know who I was coming down on the race, and now we done racing. The stiff steady changing, so we steady changing. We grudging.
How we changing? Y'all just, your team member just went back to Atomic Dog radio talk show about 3 weeks ago and called you and told you that's the order that it was in. And you said,
yep.
That's right, brother.
Okay, and he on the phone right now. So what you saying?
That's what I'm saying. He told you. He told you.
Okay, and that's what I'm telling you, what you saying the order was, because you done changed it.
No, the order was the head up, then the back tire, and then the move, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the other way around.
It's on the show? No, it ain't. It's on the show, brother. It's on the $10 show. Go back and find it. I ain't no way stupid.
Yeah.
You might have just been beating on your chest a little bit. I'm just letting you know I don't have to lie to race nobody. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, we ain't saying you're lying now. We just saying you misconstrued about some things.
It's on the show. Because, see, I ain't going to hold the show up when people trying to lock it in when I know the truth, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Mr. Butler, we'll be at H-Town early Saturday morning. We sure will get in touch with you.
Yeah, that's 10-4. We'll be right there eating barbecue. Shit, come on over and eat with
us. Oh, yeah, man. You know, if you got some warm food over there, I'm being the spot.
Yes, sir. It's all going to be smoking. Goddamn, we're going to have 2 barbecue pit smokes.
Okay, but just have some Bud Light over there, because I like to drink when I talk shit to people, man.
Shit, I'm going to buy a case just for you, just so I can get you where I want you.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, Butler. You buy me a case of bread, we're going to be friends. But you get in that other lane, man, we're going to have to give you that ad whoop you put across us the first time.
Hey, where's Tony Thorne at?
Tony's there.
Hey, Tony Thorne.
Tony.
Tony Thorne.
Yes,
I take the back side of the hip over there with that green nose, that back-ass nose you got.
Hello?
Hey, I take the back side of the hip with that green nose you got with the
gloves, Carl. Man, come on down here. Let me just buy you a damn hamburger.
Uh-huh. What do you want to do?
Yeah, come on down here. Let me buy you a hamburger.
I know. What do you want to do, man? All right, sir. I just see if you want to do something.
Now, I want to do something. I'll give you the back tire.
You'll give me the back tire with goddamn back half, goddamn these big mega motor ass back half Nova against my motherfucking Lattimore streetcar. So, what's wrong with you?
You don't want to race, do you?
What's wrong with you? you can't make my shit no different what it is, Tony.
You got ladder bars? You got ladder bars? Don't you have ladder bars?
Are there ladder bars? Yes. Yes.
I got ladder bars.
With ladder bars on it. Yes, that's what I got.
Well, my black car is a street car.
Fuck that. I'm talking about that green car. You say you bring that green car down there. What you want to do with it?
I gave you the back tire. Either you want it or you don't.
Yeah,
I ain't giving nobody a hit, period.
I ain't going to tell you to do that. I'm trying to make a race for you. You read out my goddamn lead. I'm going to take one of them kids off that motherfucker. I don't want to take shit off. I won't get you no flames. Let me take my motherfucker when I bust your ass.
And I tried to give you three races.
Yeah, well, I told you what I was trying to do with that shit. I'm trying to get that green car. See, I told you, son, I know what the fuck I'm setting up these races, man. I told you that, man.
You don't want to race a green car. Do you want to race cowboy?
You don't goddamn get it. Give me the back tire and hit with that green coat your tough ass.
I gave you the back tire.
No, that ain't enough, that motherfucker. Yeah, ain't
enough.
What that fast motherfucker you got? With all that fire underneath you, that ain't enough.
I got a goddamn conventional head of one football.
Hey, you throw so many flames underneath that motherfucker, you might burn me up with that motherfucker, man. I gotta stay away from your ass. Y'all gotta stay away from your ass.
Man, you must be talking about somebody else's car.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about that green car, man. That motherfucking nose.
I ain't seen no goddamn planes.
You can't see it, man. How the fuck you gonna see it? You in the goddamn car.
See? What, was you behind it when you seen it? You standing behind it and you seen some plane?
Hey, man, the plane in front of that motherfucking car, man. What's wrong with you?
Hell, I gave you the back tire.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm trying to see more
and,
too.
And if I get out in front of you, tell me if I got some flames.
Hey, y'all won't do nothing with it.
I'm not going to give you a toe cup of hit.
Huh? How the fuck you going to give me the back tire with the fast-ass back-ass car, man?
You know what? I done got you riled up. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to lock 250 on a 1,000 on Willie's car with you, and I'm going to lock in 250 and 1,000 on Cowboy's car. What do you want to do?
Here we go again.
What do you want to do? You wanted to race Willie's car? Oh, fuck
Tony,
it. Lock 250 on 1,000. Lock 250 on 1,000 on Cowboy's car. Well, I'm in a goddamn crane down there. A whole goddamn crane in a goddamn car.
We're not going to go back and forth with you, man. We ain't going to go yell for that shit, man.
The next thing you want to do is race my tow truck.
I'm going to hold you out there for that loud 250 on a 1,000 on a Willie's car. I'm just going to drag you ass with it now. Okay, well, let's do that then. Okay. That's
you got what you want?
Right?
You got
So you sat there and begged and begged and begged and got your case and options.
You got
it,
man.
You got a whole lot, $250 or $1,000 or better with you and Willie's car.
Flip
to the lane. Flip to the lane. Be in the stage lane at 8 o'clock.
Who's driving that car?
I am.
You will. Oh, I get your ass. Yeah. Your ass. I don't kill. You get it now.
I'm going to get the motherfucking driver myself.
Hey, you fell right in them goddamn booby trap. That's what I want you to say. You get your ass in there.
Hey, well, you blowed out all the candles. Now I'm gonna give you what you want in the first place, an ass whooping.
Hey, Bud Bell, I heard Tony. I'm asking you. He said $250 on $1,000, 8 miles, triple lanes at 8 p.m. What are you saying?
I'm fine with all the time. I don't give a damn.
That's put me up against.
Well, this is District City. Go
ahead. Tony.
Yeah.
You said Will's car, Tony?
Willie's car, be in the stage lane at 8 o'clock. I'm going to give him what he wants.
Okay, I didn't hear what car you said. With whose car?
That's what I'm looking for, man.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm going to give you exactly what you're looking for.
Tony, I didn't hear what call you said. I couldn't hear you.
He said Will's car.
Bushnell, pump the brake, Bushnell. I
got to
get this right. You're disturbing people right here. Just hold on. Make sure you get it right. I didn't understand whose car he said.
Hey, what difference makes who drives a damn thing? Hell, I might let Tommy
Dog drive it. I damn sure get it. Hey, listen. Which car is it, Tony?
It's a silver Mustang. It says a silver bullet right on the windshield. And the back taillight says the grudge.
Let's go through this again. $250 on $1,000, 8 miles. Heads up, 8 p.m. Bushnell and a silver bullet. Still
yes.
That lock, Tony. That lock.
Yeah.
Locked in.
That's locked. Okay,
locked
y'all in. Y'all in the lanes at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Over by the fence. Over by the fence, man. All the way over by the fence.
Hey, Tony. I might not
have now. Now you got that race.
Hey.
Now you want some of the cowboy too?
Hey, hold on, Tony. I got $100 on a tree. On a tree. Who gonna cut a better light? You know I can't cut a tree, but I'm gonna put $100 that I cut a better light in your head.
I don't give a damn what kind of light you get.
I just want
your money.
Well, bet it. Bet that $100.
I'm not betting a damn thing on out. I'm betting on 660 feet.
I'm going to show you how good I am on that tree now. I thought I was going to get a little $100 bet on that, man. Some gas money, some shit.
Okay, if you want to bet on out, I'll get in the Green Nova, and you get in your car, we'll see who gets the best ride. my worst one other night was 406.
Yeah, I like you, man. I'm
going to
bust your ass, though,
Tony.
I'm going to give you what you're looking for,
because
you fucking with me.
I don't think you got
running,
Tony.
Nicky, your mic is open. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, Mickey? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, no, man. Hey, we're going to be at your race, man. And, it's no one run like we wanted to run. We're going to race your son, man. That's what we want.
Tony, Tony.
We got to make a stand, dog. We can't like no money yet. We ain't no customers, no fans. That's what I'm saying. That 20 cents going to run, his ass is ours.
Don't you hear that?
No, I couldn't understand him. What he say?
This is Mickey. Is that what the Rocks called, a Blue Nova?
The Green Nova.
No, I'm talking Mickey. What's called y'all talking about, the Blue Nova?
The Blue Nova.
This is Drexel and them Nova, Rock and Drexel and Mickey and them the Nova, the Blue Nova, Tony.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. He can have all my Mustang when I get it back together. he's been running that Mustang. We wrecked that Mustang and they come out of the woodwork, bushes. And that Mustang will be back together pretty soon. It'll be in San Antonio. We locked that in San Antonio. always a lot here in this weekend with Travis Orr.
Ain't your green mobile a back half car?
It's a back half car, a true one.
Yeah, you want to run out over with that car?
No, sir. It won't even be close. There ain't no way that fast. You'll gap my ass for 43:30. I ain't got to lie. only guy that I know that we can lock you in with this weekend is Travis Orr.
Well, then, like I just told Tracy, we ain't made no hit on this car, nothing. Is it, and when we make a hit, the twin them say it's good, we going to race.
What car is that, nigga, y'all got?
Huh?
What car is that y'all got?
The Nova.
I heard that, the blue one. I ain't seen it in a minute.
He's got the old blue Nova, Drexel's blue Nova.
That's the hell of a race for you, Tanto. What you call fishing for?
They don't have a race for me. Oh, that's something that you start running me, my gold Nova.
What they got to do with it, man? That's your feed. You call
it. Grud, get off his coattail.
Yeah, you
know, I done give you what you wanted. Sit down over there.
That's a hell of a race for your ass.
Hey, Grudge, I told him no, I couldn't race him.
I can't race him.
It wouldn't even be a race. If it was close, I'd give him a chance.
I can respect that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, dude. Yeah, I can say that shit sometimes, too. Just like I told you, I got a whole lot of old cowboy. I'm a whole
lot.
But we gonna race.
That's all you gotta say is no.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sure. Waste a man's time.
Right, right, right.
The only car that I know that would be close to him is the Crown car.
Hey.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to see how today go that Saturday. If it go good, we'll try anyone. We'll try a little flip. We'll try Team B. We'll try either one of them.
Oh, no, little flip. Don't say flip. Y'all get flip with that ball, so that's another good race, nigga. Y'all get flip by the bridge that run that blue car.
Hey, Tony, you and Bush now. You and Bush there. Y'all gonna put the 250 there when you come through the gate.
Boy, he's the king,
yeah.
Tommy.
But, yeah, he knows who I am.
Okay, yeah.
I heard my name. Who are they calling our team lead?
Y'all wanna put the 250 there when y'all come through the gate or what?
Yeah, definitely, Tommy. Definitely.
Tony, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sharon. Okay. Hey,
yeah.
Sharon. Hey, is
yeah,
Trouble still on the... This Jackson, is Trouble still online?
Yeah, Troy's on.
Hey, Troy, man. This is Jackson, bro. Hey, if you at the track this weekend, I know you got a new car y'all bringing out. I'd try you put my car out, bro.
Well, you talking about Malibu?
Whatever car you gonna bring.
That's a bit.
All right.
What time you want to do it now?
Can we do it at least by? We can do it at 6:30.
All right, then, folks.
That way I can get a test.
What are y'all doing? Let me know what y'all doing.
I know y'all doing
6:30. What
are
y'all doing?
I guess we're going to do head up with his Malibu against Mark Mara.
His Malibu?
Yeah, his Malibu against Mark Mara. Head up. Y'all don't got no. What y'all doing for?
Motorcycle cop.
It don't matter. How much you want to do,
bro? We're locked in. All right.
What are y'all doing? We can lock in five or better. It don't matter. What kind of five are y'all going with?
Tracy, hold on. Tracy, hold on.
Somebody mute your mic. I'm trying to get this lock in straight. Troy and Jackson, what is the DP? What's the lockup and what's the mount? 205
or better. Be in the
lane. 205 or better. 815 on Pro Tree. In the lane at 630. Over by the fence, ready to go.
Yes, sir. And Bushnell, you feel problem?
You clear, you clear on that, Jackson? You clear on that, Jackson? You clear on that?
Yeah, I'm clear.
I'm good. Troy, you clear?
I'm clear. Okay, I got your name. So, Bushnell, you feel progress Saturday, holla at me.
The what now?
I said, if you feel like boogieing, holla at me Saturday.
Yeah, you said I didn't show up in traffic, that blue car. You got to race soon to show up in track.
What'd you say now?
You weren't the one that I heard your little car shit was broke, but I hope you got that motherfucker fish. So I can see you out
there. I got it. So you want to lock it in on Saturday?
The what? Yeah.
Want to lock it in on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Come out later.
Yeah, you want to lock it in?
No, I come out later Saturday. We ain't got, I ain't got locked it in front of you.
No, let's lock it in. Look, I'll let me lock it in.
I'll come right in to you. Whenever you're ready, I'll come right to
you.
Bushnell, we stay in the same zip code, so what the fuck I'm going to lock it in for with you?
Lock it in. Lock the money, because I want you to lock the money in. That's why.
Doobie, your mic is on.
No.
Yeah, I want you to lock the money in.
No.
That's why.
You're an epic man.
Time to know.
Go ahead.
You don't have, is that Blue Nova still around here?
What Blue Nova?
That Drexel Nova.
Drexel Nova?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who you were talking to.
Go ahead and lock us in for $250 on $1,000 or better. Be in the stage lane at 7 o'clock.
Mickey.
Yo.
That's what I'm talking about, Tony.
Hold on, hold on. Hey, hold on, Mickey. Yeah, you hear what Tony's saying?
What did you say? What are you saying?
I said lock in $250 on $1,000 or better, be in the stage lanes at 7 o'clock.
So it's on what I just told you. I told you. I'm not feeling like no money in because we ain't made no shakedown in that car. If it run good, the twin says ready to go, we can go from there. We can go from there. But other than that, I'm not liking no money. We ain't made no pass in this goddamn car. That's what we're going to do. That's what we said.
I thought you were talking about the clown car.
The clown car?
Yeah.
What is the clown car? You talking about that red and silver Camaro?
Yeah.
Well, like I say, if that car run good, if that car do what we supposed to do, his ass, we'll race his ass too. But I cannot do it yet. I cannot do it yet because we ain't made no pass on that car. That's what I'm
kidding.
If you run good, I'll come to you.
I understand. That's cool.
That's all I got to do. We'll wait for your silver car.
Okay.
We ain't got no problem. We be waiting this long. We ain't got no problem with it.
That's cool.
That's cool. All right. I'll be over there at Bushnell trade, leading barbecue.
Bushnell will probably be over my trailer barn or something.
Doobie, your mic is open.
Doobie, what's up?
What's up? Hey, let me tell you something. Every motherfucker,
your mic is open.
I'm paying for it. Stop it.
Hold on. Doobie was on.
I did some work for it.
All right, I paid for it. Between them two, so don't get it twisted, Tony Todd. Yeah, I'm gonna borrow shit over here. Everything I own it, motherfucker. So don't never get it twisted.
Funky Town, final comment.
See y'all Saturday.
Okay, it's on you, Tracy.
All right. Hey, good show, man. Appreciate everybody for participating. Man, it ought to be a great weekend, man. We hope everybody come out, enjoy themselves, man. Be safe traveling on the road. Man, it's grudge racing. It's about talking smack, keeping it in perspective, having fun, getting to the track, man, doing what we all love to do. Let's go down the track and do a little grudge and talk a little smack. Most important, man, we want to keep it safe. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody, keep your people and your team. If you see anybody getting heated, getting out of hand, man, you know, hey, it's up to us to try to keep it in perspective. Want to keep it grudge, keep it friendly, keep it fun. For the guys who traveling from different states, we want y'all to travel and be safe. Everybody from around here, we want you to travel and be safe. We want to come to the track, have fun, and go back home just the way we came. See y'all this weekend, man. All roads lead to Texas. Good night, everybody.
Yeah! Grudge racers! Class racers! Yeah, that's right! It's that time again! And you know what I miss? Atomic Dogs, all roads lead to Texas, Saturday, April 12th. At Houston Motorsports Park, we got the 2013 Grudge Racer of the Year. The 901 Bad Boys will be in the house. We got Team Primetime with Tony Boss Fines in the house. We got Rick, we got Jermaine, and we got a Nightmare. Texas, stand up. We got that money, 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 money. We got a 28-inch tie, 29-inch tie shootout. And no bars. $2,500 to win, plus a comfy car nitrous bottle. Good God almighty, we got a 580 class, 100% payout, plus track puts $500 on top. We got a 660 class, 100% payout. All this going down Saturday, April 12th, 2014 at Houston Motorsports Park in Houston, Texas. For more info, go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com. Or call 512-775-6563. 512-775-6563. Or tune into Atomic Dog Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 7 p.m. 646-200-4419. 646-200-4419. Admission is $20. Kids 12 and under free. Tech cards are $10. Gates open at 12 noon. Atomic Dogs, all round leads to Texas. Saturday, April 12th. Gates open at 12 noon. It's your boy Chuck G, and I say you got to be there.